Good afternoon, everyone. My name's Laura and welcome to the Market Wrap for Wednesday, the 12th of April. Well, the Australian share market lifted for the second straight day today. It's actually lifted for 10 of the past 11 sessions. So if we look at what the ASX 200 index did today, it was up by 34 points or about 0.5% to 7,344. And we also saw the All Ords rise by about 0.5% as well. Now, our market is up about 5% since the start of this year, which is pretty positive news after the global banking turmoil which encapsulated our markets last month. In terms of sector performance today, it was really quite a mixed bag. We saw seven sectors rising while four sectors fell. It was really the materials sector which rose and was the standout for the second straight day. Commodities were generally firmer overnight, with gold and iron ore up about 1% and oil was up about 2%. The tech sector also saw some strong gains in percentage terms, rising by 1.5%, but it was the financial sector which weighed most on the market today, with three of the four big banks falling. Now, energy, communication services, and utilities also dropped. Looking at some of today's winners, BHP and South32 were both up by between 2% and 2.5%, and that really helped to lift the materials sector, along with Rio and Fortescue, which also climbed today. Now, the next one is NextDC shares. They rose about 8%, and that's actually a data center company, which announced a record level of customer contract wins, saying they've increased their use of their data centers by almost 50% since the end of last year. The other winner today was Liontown, up about 4% after rejecting lithium giant Albemarle's takeover offer at the end of last month. It's actually been up most days since it rejected that offer at the end of March. Now, onto some of today's losers. Lithium miners Pilbara Minerals, Lake and Mineral Resources all fell on a day when lithium miners were quite mixed. Pilbara Minerals was down in the order of about 4% after being up 2% yesterday. Lake dropped about 2%. And Mineral Resources, that actually came out with results for its gas discovery project in Perth. It announced that low levels of gas were discovered in the well, which has now been suspended with the potential for use in the future. Its shares fell close to 2% as well. Now, Whitehaven Coal was another one of today's losers. It fell in the order of about 3% after releasing an update on its financial year guidance, saying coal production was below plan due to labor constraints, congestion, and weather interruptions in March. And therefore, production and sales will be softer for the full year while costs are higher. Now, looking at the currencies, they were generally firmer across the board with the exception of the US dollar and the euro. The Aussie dollar is currently buying about 66.5 US cents. It's relatively flat, down 0.02%. And the Aussie to the euro is down 0.06%. Looking ahead to tonight, all eyes will be on US inflation data coming out. Now, the expectation is that inflation will have slowed, so anything outside of this has the potential to move markets, and we'll see that in our markets tomorrow if that so happens. Now, the other thing that will happen is the Federal Reserve will release its minutes from its March meeting. Now, that was its monetary policy meeting where it did raise the cash rate. And the other thing, locally tomorrow, we have jobs data coming out at 11:30 a.m. Sydney time. So that will be another key piece of information that will feed into that discussion around interest rates. Now, we do have both the Australian and the US central banks making their decisions around interest rates in early May. So all of this data that's coming out up until then will actually feed into that discussion and help make that decision around what will happen around interest rates. And on that note, have a lovely night and we'll see you again tomorrow.